strange, you know, and that was me. I was thought, man, this is weird, you know, and I didn't, the music was different. Everything was different. I mean, we were all about choir and you guys were all about band. And I was like, what is going on? Everything was just different. But deep inside my heart, I knew that it was a good different. And I was just so thankful. When I started coming, my mama kept inviting me. And I was like, oh, she keeps inviting me to this church. I had a friend that called me, and I was like, I'm so confused. She's like, well, confusion isn't of the Lord, you know. And I was like, oh, great. I'm going crazy. But I had to lose my mind. I think y'all know what I'm talking about. I had to lose my mind to see the vision of what God had for me. And I was talking to Brother Tori last night, and he remembers when I came to Houston. Brother Tori, I was so hungry when I came to Houston. That first time, I had some friends from the body that were telling me some of the doctrine, and it scared the life out of me. But I was so hungry, I didn't run away. I didn't run away because I wanted more. I wanted so much more. Stay, guys, please stay. We want to make the bride. The whole bride concept is new to me. Oh my goodness, do you know how far behind I am? I mean, come on. I have to catch up, but I want to. I want to, guys. I want to. We can't give up. We have to remain holy. And holiness is just not what's on the outside. It's what's in here. If you got it right in here, something's going to come out on the outside. You know, just the opposite will happen. If you got it wrong in here, it's going to come out. There were the people that looked the most holiest, but they have got a rotten inside. You know why? Because it's about me. It's not about me. It's about him, please. It's about him. It's not about how I look. It's not about what I say. It's not about anything about me. It's about him. And I just, I've had this burning to tell you guys. I'm shaking all over. I'm so scared. But I just want y'all to know how much you've impacted my life. How much you've touched me, how much you've loved me, and the love has won me. I'm learning about charity. I didn't know the concept. When people come to our houses in the organization, they get a hotel. Yeah, I mean, they don't stay with you. I mean, a lot of them don't think your house is good enough, you know. They don't, you know, they go out to eat. You don't eat at someone's house. Everything was different. It was so different, but it was so good, and it was so confusing. I took my mom one day. I was on the way back from Bible college. We stopped at Sonic. We're sitting on the little, you know, the dinky tables outside, and I almost shook her. I was like, why do you want to leave? Do you know how embarrassing this is to me? You know what this is going to do to me? Do you know my friends are going to think about me? They're going to think I've gone charismatic. You can't leave. Please just be happy here. And she looked at me, tears streamed down her face, and she said, Christy, I can't explain it to you, but if you could just go. And I said, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I know what I have. I don't know what's wrong with you. And my mom and I were very close. Anyone who knows that would know. You know, we were very close. I don't know what's wrong with you. And after I started coming to the services, everyone loved me. Everyone loved me. They wanted to hear me sing, you know. It's like I was telling some of them, I mean, the organization I came from, you had to try out to sing, you know. And they wanted to hear me sing. I was like, wow, they don't know if I sing like a frog or not. You know, they don't know. They wanted to hear me sing and play. And that meant something to me, you know. And God gave me a song when I first came into the body. And he blessed me. And I started coming to the services. And the first time I got drunk at the body of Christ was here in this church. And I was so scared to get drunk in the spirit here. I didn't know what was going on. You know, it was different. It was so different. And when you get to a church, the church I was in, you had to be in the spirit or God's going to strike you dead when you went down front, you know. So they started getting me to come down front. I was like, oh, no, I'm going to die up here. I'm going to die because I'm not in the spirit. I was so scared. But you know what? Y'all just kept loving me. When I went to Godfrey for the first time, because Godfrey was close to St. Louis, and I went to college in St. Louis, Brother and Sister Daves were so nice, and Brother Daves is so sweet. And Sister Daves took me down front. I was scared because it's a different kind of dance than I was used to. I was used to not having any bobby pins in my hair left, you know, when I got done. And they were just, you know, shuffling around. I was like, what is this? And I was like, what are we doing? And I felt so awkward, you know. And those girls threw me a birthday party. They didn't even know me. And I was like, these girls are strange. They're not going to get a refund on their present, you know. But God, I know this all sounds silly, but you know what this is? This is love. This is love. However we can reach people, I'm so afraid to start talking to my friends. Y'all pray for me because I want to eventually. I want to love them. But you want to know the best way to win somebody. I can tell you the secret right here. Be their friend. Don't try to change them. Don't try to bring up their doctrine. If you guys had set me down and be like, okay, Christy, this is how we feel about hell. If this is how we feel about the Godhead. If y'all had set me down, I'd say, see you later. You know, I hope you make, you know, at least heaven. You know, I mean, I would have felt that way. But no, you love me. You loved me. Brother Smith, you loved me. You guys loved me. You loved me for who I was inside. And I ask God, see past me. See past me. I want to be like you. See past me. And this was the most scary thing I've ever had to do. I'm sorry if I rambled on, but I just wanted you guys to know there are people out there that are hungry. They may look like they have it all together. To look at me, you would have thought I had it all together, but I didn't. I was so hungry for more. I was so hungry for the truth, for more of God. I read Brother Patton's book, A Man with a Vision, cover to cover. At my age, okay, some people might think, well, that's for a younger generation or the older generation, you know, or like my parents' age, you know, that's for their generation. But no, I read it. I was hungry. A friend lent me Brother Patton's sermons. I read them all. I wanted to know what your secret was. I wanted to know. Please, please keep reaching to people. If you know somebody and you think they got it all together, just think again, because they're watching you. They're watching to see your spirit. They want what you have. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. I'm overwhelmed. And I've been praying for my brother. He's 22. His name is Aaron. And I know this may sound selfish, but when y'all pray, you just pray for him, please. He's been hurt when we were in the organization, and he has nothing to do with God. He sought the Holy Ghost when he was younger, but because he didn't get it when he thought he should, he didn't think God wanted him to have it. And he's been hurt. And he's tried everything but God, and it's hard. It's hard for my dad as a minister. I know it is to see your son, you know, that you've taught, and he won't turn to God. He'll turn to everything else. So y'all pray for our family. Pray for my brother, and please pray for me so I can be worthy of you guys, so I can catch up on your bride doctrine, so maybe I can make it. I know I can with God's help, but I'm sorry for taking a little time, but I'm thankful for all of y'all, and I appreciate the Spirit. I love y'all. I love y'all so much.
My name is Sarah Gaylor. I'm from, well, I came here with the Sisal group, but I'm originally from Wisconsin, of which is in this big city called Eau Claire. I haven't been going to church for 5 years because the first year we had house fire. We've been living on the streets since then. And then on Father's Day at 4:30 in the morning, we had another fire. We lost everything. So I'm staying with my grandma in Texas, and it just feels so good to be back in church. And this is, my mom told me how great it would be good for me to come to my first youth meeting, which right now I am having so much fun. On the way here, all I talked about was how much it would be fun to learn so much more about the Lord, because I want some more of the Lord. I love him so much. And then another day we were listening to some Christian songs. My little brother, he's only 11. He just turned 11 on July 17th. He was listening to the Christian song, and he said, Mom, why are they speaking another language? I'm like, Marcus, his real name is Stephen, but his real name is Marcus. But I'm like, Marcus, they're getting the Holy Ghost. He's like, what's that? I'm like, it's what God gives you. What helps you praise him? And he just looked at me in a crazy face. And my mom knew right then we had to go to church. We went to church, and the pastor there, his name's Brother Johnson. It's in Chippewa Falls. We went there before we left church for 5 years. But all of a sudden, we helped our friend Paul out. And they did not accept my family for helping somebody at the church. They did not accept that. I mean, going to school right now, it's so hard. Because whenever, before a test, I pray. So I can get A to pass to the next grade. And for the last 5 years, I have not been going to church. I felt so bad. I needed more. And so my mom, she felt bad. She did not want to go to church. So I locked myself in my room for 3 to 4 hours on Sundays and sit there and sing church songs by myself and read my Bible for the whole entire 4 hours. It felt so great. It felt so great to read the Bible, to know more. I just love him. Because in the last fire, if my mom, she took a pill that makes her sleep, because she cannot sleep. If she had not heard my dog, Jesse, and she cannot see, so she let him outside and came back in, the house was on fire. She cannot get me up. If she would not have poured water on me from the lake down the road, I probably would not be here right now. I'm so glad that God just spared my life. And then one day, I sent my friend to school. My friend to church. And everybody was speaking in tongues. And she walks up to me. She's like, "What are they doing?" I'm like, "They're speaking in tongues." She's like, "Okay." And then once it got loud, she started cussing her head off. I'm like, "What are you doing? This is a church. We're supposed to love each other. We're supposed to love God. And we're supposed to care about people. Not what it looks on the outside, but what's in the inside." I just wanted to let y'all know. And please keep my family in your prayers, because in 3 weeks, we're going back up in Wisconsin. We don't know what we're going to do. My mom already said that we might even have to live in campground with sleeping bags or the new tent that we bought, even in winter. So please just keep my family in y'all's prayer, because we really, really need help.
My name is Joe Morales. I come from Conroe, Texas. And I just wanted to add to what I can't remember what her name was, what she was saying. And first of all, what I want to tell her is that hunger that you had that kept you looking for stuff, that the verse that reminds me of is called hungering and thirsting after righteousness, and trying to find out what it is that God deems as right, you know, in His sight. And what I really want to point out about what she was talking about is something that the Lord's been dealing with me with, something that He's shown me as well. And it was that part where you were talking about, you know, when you go out and you're among different people. That part that she said that stood out to me a whole lot was about the doctrine. And I, myself, I've only been around here for about a year and a half. But that same way He dealt with me, you know, I really think I've heard a lot of people stand up here and talk about how there's something on the verge. It's something that's rising, something that's different. And I believe that. I believe that. I'm watching myself. I've been to some of these young meetings, and I'm watching myself how some of these young people are starting to stand, and they're starting to take a stand. The Lord's dealing with their hearts, and they're starting to stand in that. And you know, I think what it is that He's giving them is He's showing all of us that love, it overcomes everything. The love of Christ overcomes everything. His doctrine consisted of love. It wasn't so much, I'm not downing in any way about truth, because we have to worship Him in spirit and in truth, but it was so much that she said about how we've got to love them. We don't go to our brothers and sisters or people that might be lost out there or anything like that. We don't go to them with doctrine, brothers and sisters. The way to do it is to give them the love of Christ. It's to let Christ live in us and let that light shine out. I really think that's what He's starting to give to the people. I just wanted to point that out. That as soon as she said that, I felt the Holy Ghost inside of me just rising out, because I really think that's what it is. That's what it was that brought me inside, brothers and sisters. And now, the Lord's He's throwing people in front of me, and the only thing that I know how to do, because I'm not. You know, I'm having to go back in my garden and pluck out roots. See, I believed a whole lot different from the way that I believe now. You know, I if you want to say it, I come from a very religious background, you know, and not even much of that, because I was always out and about. But it was the love of Christ that saved me. It was that love that He showed me first. See, I believe I've testified before. I don't know why I feel the same way, but see, I came from a real bad lifestyle. You know, gangs and what have you, all these different kinds of things. That's the kind of lifestyle I came from, the kind of lifestyle I had. And I got so wrapped up into myself that along the lines, I ended up losing my family, and all kinds of different things happened. But that was the way that the Lord showed me love. He gave me my wife back, and I've got my kids and everything, and we have a wonderful life that's based on Christ. But see, it was because of that. All that had to happen, you know, he let me dig my own hole, and He let me fall in there. And when I had nothing, when I was broken, when my spirit was broke, when I couldn't have no more pride, when you were talking about that, when my mind was totally cleared, you know, when there was nothing left, a part of me, there wasn't even, you know, tears were dried up. I couldn't even, got to the point where I couldn't even cry no more. You know, it got to that point that Christ reached down. His arm ain't too short that He can't reach down to anybody, no matter where they're at. He reached way down there, and He grabbed me, and He loved me. And He does that to all of us to show us that is the way that we have to walk. We have to walk in that same kind of love that He showed us. That's how we know it. The Bible says that God is love. And as we grow, as we walk in this, you see, if you walk in love, I guarantee you, God will give you what you need to believe. He will give you what you need to walk. You know, if you're filled with that love, with the love that He showed you, if you portray that to other people, then He'll give it to you as you go. I believe that. I do. I don't know what it... I'm not, you know... I don't know everything, and I don't think I need to know everything. But I know this, that if I keep myself, if we keep ourselves walking in love, I know that, and the love that Christ showed us, I know that the Lord is going to see that, and He's going to help us to walk the way that He wants us to walk. I think therein, in that path, walking in love, we find what it is that we need, or what we're supposed to be doing, or what we're supposed to say, or how we're supposed to be. I think that it's in that. I mean, I really believe that with all my heart. And I just think, see, I think that what she was talking about is more than just a common base knowledge. I think that's more of a revelation, because I've been around places where people don't see that. You know, I've been in places where some may not see that. But I really believe with all my heart that's where it's at. It's walking inside of that love, that same love where Christ loved us first, when we start to walk in that, I really believe that God gives us what we need to keep going on. I believe that with all my heart. I just wanted to point that out because, I mean, when she got up, I felt the Spirit of God behind what she was talking about. You see how she was talking about what, how she wanted it? She really wanted it? You see, when we get all our own wants out and we've got something inside of us that's starting to hunger for something else, it's looking for the Word of God. And when we let that hunger take over our bodies, it starts looking for something. It needs food, and the only thing that can feed that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives us that food. That's the only thing that can feed that. And when we're feeding that, you know, it's, man, that's a wonderful feeling. You start to, when you get in that place where she was talking about hungering and thirsting for Christ, I don't even know what to say about that. I don't even know how to go off into that. It's just it's wonderful. And I think that a lot of men that came before us, where we're still at, there was men that they knew this and they walked in that love. And other churches were saved that believed different ways. And people were brought in that believed different ways. It didn't matter. They showed them a love that Christ showed them. It was that love that brought about the unification of these people. I think that a lot. You know, I've read a whole lot on Brother Souders and Clyde and all these different ones, Linegar and all, you know, all these different ones. And I've listened to the way, and you could see the kind of vision that God would give these men, the way that they would be able to run through the Scriptures, and but it would all be pointing into one place. It all be pointing into one place. And these people walked with beautiful feet. They walked with beautiful feet. I think that's a good thing for us to keep in our minds for those who don't know. What are those beautiful feet that they were walking in? What was that way that they were walking in? I think that's a real good question to ask, but I just wanted to point that out. That's beautiful right there, what she was talking about, you know, about that love and all that hungering and thirsting. That really drives me. I don't know, it just brings something out of me, and I love to hear stuff like that. And I think that all of us young people should keep that in mind, because I do believe what these men are talking about up here. Brother Mickey Smith, how he was getting up there talking about how it's going to be something a little bit different than what's been before. I believe that, brother. We've been talking a whole lot about that in Texas. A whole lot about that has been being spoken about over there. I've been going to different churches and I've been hearing that. And, you know, and I've been just kind of sitting in the back and just kind of looking and feeling out, you know. That's another good practice. We've got to, you know, be able to feel, you know, have spiritual discernment, feel out for things and stuff. But I just wanted to point that out, brothers. Let's get out of ourselves. Everybody in here, we've got to find, there's a place, a resting place that we can get into. But before we get into that, we have to lose ourselves and everything that we are. We have to let go of that and let God come in and do what He's going to do with you. I believe that.
My name is Paul Park. I'm from Denison, Texas. I just want to say that I've been enjoying this, these words that have been that they've been talking about here, all these brethren. You'll have to forgive me. I'm nervous. My church consists of 30 people, so this is a little different for me. So I just want to say how thankful I am to be able to come into this place and to hear these great words. And I want to say, as Sister Christy here was talking about, the difference here that she felt. You know, there's a difference here. And the scripture came to my mind that the Bible says that you shall know my disciples by the love they have one to another. It's one thing just to say that I love you, but if I don't get that love across to you, then it doesn't profit nothing. And that's what Brother Morales back there was talking about, learning to walk in that way, learning to walk in the way of love, and to come in and learn how to do that. You know, when we as young people, you know, we think, well, it's easier for the older generation to do it because they've been around longer. They have more experience about it. But, you know, God don't care about that. He calls us to do something. He expects us to do it. And I was thinking how, you know, that we look too much towards the older generation to handle things. I know that's been talked about here, too. We look to them to lead things and to shoulder the things. And you know, we have to come to the point and realize that God is calling us out, younger and younger as we get here. I was called into the ministry when I was 13 years old. And I ran from it for years. I didn't accept my calling into the ministry until the minister's meeting they had here in October. I was sitting right back over there in that corner. The Lord spoke to me, and he told me. I hadn't even told my wife this, but he told me. He said if I didn't accept it, he was going to let me go. And and for somebody that's been raised in this body of people. I was born in this. I wasn't born in this, but I was drugged to church my whole childhood from the time I could walk, or from before that. My mom, I mean, I'm third generation body of Christ. So, for somebody that's been raised in this, and you realize just how much you take this for granted, you know, the Lord convicts your heart about it, and you realize that sometimes we just look in here and we become, as you know, Sister Christy gave us a good term here, body brats, so to speak. And we just take this for granted. And, you know, we always think that we look so much higher upon everybody else because, you know, we think that we have it all. You know, we have this, you know, this much truth and nobody else has this. And we use that to set ourselves above everybody. But, you know, we got to stop doing that. Because it's going to come to a place where God's going to say, we're going to lose our place in here because we think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. You know, and I was thinking that, you know, more than anything in my life, you know, I don't want to leave this because this is all that I know. It's like that song, you know, it's, you know, I know Babylon don't want me for too much about her. Now I know. And, you know, I've heard all these teachings and these doctrines my whole life. But, you know, you can hear them. But unless you put them into practice and you start actually trying to change your life and to live a life for God and to live after His way and to really take that into your heart, what God wants you to do. What is God talking to you to do? Has God told you to do something this meeting that you sat on? Has God told you to get up and do something or get up and run around the church or get up and talk? You know, I just felt the Lord so strong to get up. And I've been sitting back for the majority of the service because I'm like, Lord, no. All right, come on, let's talk about this. You know, you ever try to make a deal with God? Let's talk about this. I'll do it later, you know. If you just give me a chance, you know, I'll do it at home, you know. But I don't want to do it in front of all these people. But, you know, we got to start obeying the Lord when He asks us to obey, because He's asking us to do things for a reason. And whether it's just to work on ourselves, I forget who said that, but whether it's just to get up and burn, you know, sometimes you just get up in the flesh and burn. But other times, you know, you hit it, and you actually get on to God. And, you know, but even the times that you burn, you know, we got to burn this flesh away anyway, so we might as well start now. We might as well start now and start changing. Start changing our ways and start walking in that way of love. And, you know, we get to a point as us as young people, you know, we get, you know, we take on the competitive attitude that they were talking here and the, well, I don't like so-and-so because they said this and, you know, I don't want to be with that person. But, you know, it's a great opportunity to put on charity. We have to put on charity. And eventually, once we get it put on, and we start walking in it and start operating in it, then we don't have to put it on no more because we already have it. We already have it. And then we can go on and walk in that way and start showing our love one to another and getting it to them. And, you know, you might have to burn for a little bit, but, hey, that's okay. We all got to burn. We all got to overcome. You know, it's another thing Sister Christy was saying, you know, she's got some catch-up to do on this bride doctrine we talk about. Well, you know, the Bible says that there was some that came in the morning, some in the afternoon, and some at nighttime, but they all got the same reward. They all got the same reward. So it don't matter if you just walked in this doors today. We still have a work to do, so let's get on it. Let's get on the job. Let's start working. Let's start going on. I feel like that's been a key point of this meeting is to make a choice in our lives today to go on with God, to get up higher, not to leave here without getting something from God that's going to help you further your walk. Not just to get a blessing, but get something that's going to stick. Get something that's not going to be here today and gone tomorrow. Amen. Not just get something that's just going to, you know, just be there for a little while, but then, you know, when the temptation of this world come against you, then we waver. But no, we're here to get something that's going to stay with us for our entire lives. That's going to stay with us and help us in our walk. Help us to change. Help us to put off the things of this world. Because I tell you, this world is sick. It's a sick and dying world, and it's just going to get sicker and more evil as the days go. But we got to make a decision here in our lives that we don't want that. We don't want that. And I enjoyed what Brother Weston had to say. This is serious. This is a serious thing. We need to get a hold of this. You know, we need to get a hold of this. We don't want to be the generation that whenever the load came to us that we buckled under it and it crushed us. But we want to be the generation that got under the load and we want to take it on. We want to go on higher because, let's face it, we're coming down to the end times. You can see this. And I know we all hear about the doctrine of the end times and, you know, it's doom and gloom and all this. I'm not up here to preach that. But, you know, we're coming down to it. And we're coming down that the Lord is calling out and He's expecting more out of His people than what we've had to do. He's expecting more out of each and every one of us than what we've had to do. You know, He's expecting, you know, He's saying, okay, look, I've told you the doctrine. I preached this to you. I told you you need to change. Now do it. You know, He expects you to do it. You know, and you know, it's going to come, and He's going to shake out the chaff and the wheat. He's going to do that. You know, and it might be in the next few years, and it might be 30, 40 years down the road. I don't know. I don't think I have the gift of prophecy, but, you know, it doesn't matter. What matters is if we get in here and we start changing our lives to become more like Him, to become more like Christ, and just to start living like He would. You know, the Bible says that... I'd have you live peace. How's that go? I think that's over in Romans. Let me turn there real quick. Yeah, 12:18. There it is. It said, if it be possible, as much lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. It said, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And you know, here's what we put on charity right here. It said, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. It said, if he thirst, give him something to drink. Said, for in doing so, you're going to heap coals of fire on his head. And you might just change him in the process. You might just give him something to look forward to and he can start changing. And if anything, it's going to change you. It's going to do something for you. You know, there's that song that, you know, I'm sorry, I'm a musician, so I refer to songs for most of my things, so y'all just have to bear with me. They had that song there. It talks about that... He don't always calm the storm, but sometimes He just calms the child. You may be going through something, and God might not change the situation, but He might change you instead. He might change you instead. But I just wanted to get up here and tell y'all that there's a work to be done, and we can go. We can do it. We can do it, you know. It's not something that's far off, but it's something that we can get a hold of now and we can start working. And we can do it. We can work here today. We can do a work for God. We don't just have to sit on the sidelines and say, you know, oh, bless them, Lord, but we can get in and do a work for God. And I just want to say that I'm just so thankful. I want to be an encouragement today. I want to be a something to help you go on further, get a little bit more from God. And I want to tell Brother Smith and them, thank y'all for hosting this meeting. It's been outstanding. I've never seen a move of the Spirit like we've had here in this meeting. It's just been amazing. And, you know, it's just it's people wanting to change their lives, wanting to get something more of God that's going to hold them, that's going to hold them and to help them stay, to help them through what they go through. And just such a tenderness to obey the Spirit here. It's just been amazing to me. It's just been really amazing, and I really appreciate it. Y'all, I'm going to get out of the way.
The Lord has asked me to do something. And y'all talking about running around the church or whatever it is that God has asked you to do. And the Lord asked me to do something the other night in church that Lord knows is so unlike me. And you know, most people, we just don't do it. But God put something on my heart, and He gave it to me a specific way. And He asked me to give it a very specific way. And I asked the Lord, why? Why would you ask me to do this? And the only thing that came back to me was, I want you to pay attention. So I'm just going to give it the way the Lord has asked me to do it. And Brother Smith, if I burn all the way home, then I will burn up in flames. But I got to do what God has asked me to do. So just bear with me for 1 second while I do this. And what the Lord has asked me to tell you people is that God can't do anything with anything. God can't do anything with anything. Any situation that you have, whether it is your fault, whether you have been thrown into it, whether it is by your choice or whether it is not by your choice, God can take anything that you have and make it anything that He wants it to be. He can take care of it. All these things that have been said about being used by Jesus, and you say, I don't think I can do it. I'm not there. He can take peace and give you, if you got bitterness, you can do peace. If you've got something in your heart, He can make it give you joy. Whatever you've got, He can take anything and make it anything. Anything that you've got, He can take and change it into anything.
There's a pie! say man's power. This is God's power. This is the Holy Ghost. Power from the high heaven.
Thank you. Yes, 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 yes.